primarily flowers, could be wild or domesticated ones, but that can also include, I save seeds of my kale and spinach that I'm growing indoors and outdoors. So, and in that process of collecting seeds, I guess I am doing unnatural selection. I am choosing seeds from plants that may be slower to bolt, like with the spinach, or from the kale that does well. I've been saving those seeds for 25 years since I started growing it over in Red Russian kale in Sitka. You can do that with tomatoes. Again, you choose, if you've got open pollinated tomatoes, non-hybrid tomatoes, if you know that, choose the first fruit from the first plant that ripens, and maybe you can improve the odds for getting good fruit. Look out in nature, or look in your own garden or in other people's gardens, if you get permission, to collect seeds of primroses or of iris or columbines, lupins perhaps, all of which are relatively easy to start from seed. And some of them, like lupins and columbines, don't transplant well as larger plants, but if you start them from seed, they grow and grow well. In 2 years' time, normally you have flowering size plants from your own work.
How do you collect them? How do you collect the seeds?
Timing. Timing is everything. And looking at, watching the plants that you hope to collect from. Like I mentioned with tomatoes, of course, the tomatoes should be ripe to overripe. So again, you're choosing that first ones. Watching if you have your eye on a particular primrose plant in your garden or somebody else's. You've got to know when the seed pods or seed capsules are ripe and ready to be picked. So through observation, wild iris, again, there they have these big capsules. Those are pretty easy. And those will turn brown, and usually the tops start to open up. The tops of the capsules open up. You can see the seeds inside. That's a good time to choose them. Sometimes with our weather, you may have to collect them a little early as the seeds are, or the seed pods are turning brown, and bring them indoors to maybe with stems attached so they can finish ripening, and then you can collect the seeds so they don't spill out before Mother Nature's wind and rain knock the seeds out, and then you're too late.
Okay, so there's a couple different methods here. You can shake them off into a little bit of a cup while the plant is still growing, or you can trim off the pod and then bring it inside.
Yes, or again, sometimes long stems. So if you look at there's some kinds of primroses that the bottom, if there's a lot of flowers on a stem, the lower ones will be, the lower capsules will be ready before the upper ones will. You know, it's a timing issue of ripening. So if you cut the whole stem, some of these stems may be 2 feet tall or something like that, you can even put them in a vase. And so you have more control. You can watch them in your garage or in a, or something like that, or in a sheltered area. And I mean, I gather quantities of seed. I picked a bucket full of columbine seed pods over along the Sunny Point Interchange that we planted years ago as in the wildflower mixture. Magnificent flowers in all different colors. So I just this past week was out there stripping seed pods off and putting them in a bucket. They'll get spread out into a large fish box where they can dry. And then I'll come along back maybe a month from now or more. And I've got a variety of sifters and shakers so I can separate out the seeds from the chaff, from the capsules, from the leaves, and whatever else I may have grown.
And you don't have to worry about rain and wind and small animals.
Exactly, right. Yeah, there's some kinds of seed pods that may well be attractive to birds and other animals. I know out in some of the wetlands where the shooting stars and chocolate lilies grow, the deer seem to like some of those seed pods. So they just need to be, maybe again, be collected a little early. And again, you need to watch, have that area scouted. So you can go back, say, every week and see when those pods are getting close to being ripe.
And once you do have the seeds, do you let them dry and sit for a while?
Some, maybe. It depends on what I want to do with them. Some places where I am planning ahead and I have a space where I can see, sometimes I'll just shake the seeds pods out directly onto seed flats and put them out in the weather. They're on soil. Some of the primrose will start to grow in just a few days from ripe seeds. Other ones will have to go, like wild iris and some other things, may have to have some freeze-thaw action over winter. So I have to put those trays of seeds in a sheltered spot, and maybe I'll cover them with a pillowcase, or I'll cover them with some of the Rime, the horticultural fabric, to keep the birds from going in there and scratching them out, or to keep the rain from washing them out, or even to have, you know, keep leaves off or something like that. And some of those, like you mentioned, I'll dry, put them into clean jars, save them in my, I've got a spare garage refrigerator, until perhaps late winter or spring when I want to start some indoors. Or I may strew them if I've got a bank that I want a wildflower mixture on. I'll just collect them one day and dry them a little bit enough so I can separate them and just shake them out. Or I've got a project now, once the fireweed seeds are ripe on the stems, I'm going to be cutting fireweed stems, bundling them up in a tarp in the back of my truck, and laying those on a bank, just shake the stems out, and those seeds, fireweed seeds, germinate again within a week or two. And then I'll have these lines of seeds to start to hold that bank once as they grow and increase.
So the short answer to that question is do a little bit of research on what it is you're saving seeds for.
Exactly. And yeah, you've got to learn some, and we learn from year to year. Some of these seeds may take 2 or 3 years to germinate. So
don't be frustrated then if something doesn't pop up immediately.
Some takes patience to wait for them, and some you'll have flowers in a year or two. We don't have many annuals, although you can save annual seeds too, like the kale. But some of the others are perennials, and yeah, 2, 3, wild iris maybe 5 years to get to seed or to get to flowering.
Okay, we're out of time. Ed Bryarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.